Amen. Thank you. I realize I forgot to put on my microphone, and it's a little difficult to be heard if I don't do that, especially considering the wearing of the masks and all of that. So, glad to see everybody here. Glad that folks are with us online, in person, worshiping today. We are going to be in Matthew chapter 1. We're going to take a look at Matthew's account of the birth of Christ today as we talk about the love of Advent. And I'm going to pause a second. Normally, I'm kind of a straight to the point, let's get into it kind of guy. Christmas Eve evening, Leah and I had an opportunity to just go out and have fun. I don't know how else to say it. We just took the night to just go out and just kind of enjoy each other's company, just go out and kind of do something we wouldn't normally do. That Wednesday prior, part of our devotional time during our Wednesday night online small group was talking about Christmas lights. And we kind of talked about going out and seeing Christmas lights and remembering Christmas lights as a kid. And I'm going to say this, and I don't normally give out shameless plugs, but I'm going to tonight. That if you have not been up to the Indiana State Fairgrounds yet to catch the Christmas lights display that they have up there, load up the car, get the family together. It's worth the $7 a head, or I think it's $40 a carload if you've got like 7 to 10 people in your car, if you can cram that many folks in your minivan or whatever. Do it. It's all synchronized. You turn your little radio station to a special little radio station that plays only there inside the Indiana State Fairgrounds. All the lights and stuff are all synchronized to the music. Just go have fun. It's dark, snuggle up, bundle up, whatever you need to do, and go enjoy that. It was just a lot of fun. We giggled and laughed, and it kind of felt like being kids again, and I would encourage folks to have some time between now and whenever we all have to kind of get back into it to enjoy that moment. That was my shameless plug for the day. So now we're going to be in Matthew chapter 1, looking at verses 18 through 25. Would you go ahead and, if you've got your Bible, turn with me there and read with me. If you don't, that's fine. It'll be on the screen. Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband, Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife. For that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. And all this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke from his sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but he knew her not until she had given birth to the son, and he called his name Jesus. Would you pray with me? Father God, we thank you so much. We thank you that this weekend we were able to celebrate this momentous occasion, this defining moment of all of history, the arrival in earthly form of Jesus Christ. We thank you for him. We thank you, Father God, that you sent Jesus to us, who will be exactly, and who is exactly as Scripture said, one who will save his people from their sins. Thank you for that. Father God, we pray that as we go through this, as we look at your word today, that you would speak to our hearts, that you would move in us, that you would change us, you would challenge us, you would convict us. And Father, I pray that you would put me aside, and it be your word spoken today, and not mine. And it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So this weekend we have celebrated the ultimate gift of love. This is the love of Advent. We've kind of talked about the hope, the peace, the joy, and now we're moving into talking about the love of Advent. And we have celebrated the ultimate gift of love, the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus coming in flesh. And through Jesus' birth, his sinless life, his willing sacrificial death on the cross, we see God's love poured out for his creation. We see God providing a means for reconciliation that sinful mankind would otherwise not have. And in Matthew 1, 18 through 25, we see so much about the marvelous Messiah God sent to save his people. We see how Jesus came,